Has that tree over there ever been?
Well, back when I was going to school, I'd say, I want to climb that tree.
But to put it another way, you might say, has it ever been?
Has anybody else ever did what to that tree?
Climbed it, all
right. Okay, and you, I might answer you, yes, yesterday a boy climbed the tree.
You just going to ask what?
If I answered you, I could say, yes, yesterday somebody climbed the tree.
Climbed the tree.
Yeah, see, these sound silly, but we just wanted to get the different forms of the word.
A lot of the old town people, they would say they climb it.
Yeah, right.
That's what she was trying to get.
That's what I was going to think. Okay, if we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been
checked?
Okay, but if we're talking about the word buy, have the groceries been?
But if you were buying groceries, I was buying groceries when you went to me.
Either way, I could say, have you bought your groceries? Or have the groceries been?
The check.
No, Mother, if you've, this is the same thing as asking, you paid, have you,
have
if you buy,
been?
Have you
paid for?
No.
Okay, but using the word buy.
Buy, yeah.
Have the groceries been?
What did you, we went and did what to groceries today? You and Aunt Annie did what to groceries? You went over to buy groceries, but when you came home, you had already done what to your groceries?
Paid for.
And there's another way to say that. Have the groceries been? I don't want to say.
Bought.
Bought.
Okay, and I might answer you. Yes, yesterday I bought them.
Bought them?
Yeah, that's, see, it's really so simple that, you know, it sounds difficult. If we were talking about selling apples, you might ask, have the apples been, we're talking about eating apples, have the apples been?
What would you refer to the apples been bought, and would you refer to the apples been washed, or what would you refer to?
Well, we're talking about the word eat. Have the apples been
washed,
no, Granny, it's like
eat, Mother.
Say, Tony, eat an apple. Have all the apples been what? You ask, have all the apples been what? And somebody's eating, and he says, well, I want another. And you say, have all the apples been what?
You don't know.
She doesn't understand that too well. It's been too many years ago since she went to school.
Well, and it's words we use every day, and I think we're just making it, trying to make it too hard, because it really isn't. Suppose we were talking about riding a horse. You'd say, has that horse ever been
removed?
Okay, and somebody else could say, yes, this morning somebody, what was it? Okay. If we're talking about ringing a bell, say, has that bell ever been
rung?
Okay, and you might say,
yes, this morning
and if you're talking about the rising of the sun, you could say, has the sun already?
Well, you could say to someone that probably they'll ask, have the sun done the rose? You say, yeah.
Okay. And you could, if you want to answer them in a longer way, you could say, yes, this morning at 10 o'clock the sun. Okay. And suppose we were talking about dragging a stump out of the field. We wanted to get the field cleared. Talking about dragging it out, you could say, has the stump been what? Out of the field?
Well, I wouldn't hardly know what to say about that if it's been blown up, if you drug out.
Okay. And good. If you wanted to answer, you could say, yes, this morning those men swept the stump out of the field.
Yeah. Yeah.